Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Good to see everyone this morning. I only have one announcement, and the simple supper sign-up sheet is in the back there on the board, so you can sign up for that. And I guess the other thing I want to announce is that the food gathering, we will not do the traditional bringing it up here. So just if you'll just set it in the back there, I think there's a spot there where that's already started as well. So we'll sing the song. We'll just gather the food later out there. So let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. What a day that we can set aside. We should be thankful in everything and every day. Everything that is given to us is given from you, Lord. We just ask that your Holy Spirit would be among us today and just fill this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Our call to worship then is responsive. We'll do a responsive reading of Psalm 100, and that's found on page 128 or on the board. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name.
For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. All right, let's sing our opening hymn. We gather together. Selected some Thanksgiving Day service or verses to read. So, Psalm 69, verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 95, 2. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. And from Psalm 147, verse 7, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. Daniel 2:23, to you, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter. Let's sing hymn number 145 now, Thank We All Our God.
Thank you.
collect our offering now, and then it's going to go to the local food pantries. Be seated. Now is the time. I have congregation participation, so we're just going to do a Thanksgiving share time. If you got one of these, or you don't even have to have one of these, you can still write down what you're thankful for. And I'll give you my thankfulness first, get it started, and then if you want to come up, we'll do that first, and we'll do it from this microphone here. If I see that nobody's coming up, I'm coming to you with a microphone. And you don't have to speak either. That's okay. But I encourage it. Okay. So I put, I am thankful for my family, for my church family. And I chose, which I think it was on the board, part of it, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Anybody wants to? Troy, looks like he's up. He's coming on up. Yeah, you can. You miss it? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Is there any?
Just a minute. Not everybody can hear you.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
The crop that we had this year and the family and friends I've met along the way over the years. Drawing a dead blank. I can't remember the last one.
You want me to come back to you?
Man, I can't remember what it was. I should have wrote it down.
Yeah, I know. All right, while I'm over here, is anybody else?
She had a list.
All right.
She wrote hers down.
I said grandchildren.
All right. Roger, you going? No? All right.
Good health and recovery from surgery.
All right, those are good. Yeah, no? Yeah, wait, Tammy, don't say it yet.
Just thankful for my family, for being raised in the Christian faith, and for this family, the church family.
Good. Emily? That's okay. You don't have to say it. Yeah? All right.
I'm thankful for family, forgiveness, friends here and gone, my job, my health, and my church.
Greg?
I'm going to give thanks for the council I have right now, especially our chairman in this.
I did not tell him to say that.
Dire times, or I guess it's been fine, but, and I want to give thanks for my SHP chapter that they're having success finally in putting up upwards towards 30 beds installed, so.
That's good. Good, good. All right. Moving over. Dennis, yes?
I have to give thanks to God for giving me the gift of faith and for my family and my church family, and just about everything that exists now is because of Him. He's given it to us to enjoy and share.
I'm thankful for my Lutheran Christian heritage, my German-American heritage, and electricity.
I'm thankful for our family, for living in the country, our country around here, but our America too, and for the Savior.
Paul? Okay. Sarah?
I'm thankful for my family, my two church families here and up north, and thank you for my job and my health and everything that I have, God provides.
Yeah, that's good. Wayne, since I'm sitting next to you, I know you're going to have something.
I have something to say. You told us to find a verse, right?
Yeah, if you have, that was an option.
Okay, in James 2, it says, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking food, and any one of you says, go in peace, be warmed and filled without giving them the needs for the body, what good is that? And so I want to be thankful for the opportunity that God gave us to be His salt and light in our community through the Sleep in Heavenly Peace chapter, and for the core team. You know, I've talked to others recently about how hard it is to get somebody to step up and take control or leadership positions, and I asked four people and all of them said yes.
Wow.
So I said, thank you, Lord. And all their spouses, some more active than others, but all of them, I think, tolerant of our being given time to that ministry. For St. John, for their financial support, and we're actually using the garage for our base of operation, I guess, storage, and all the prayer that I'm sure has gone in up from congregation members. And we're thankful for the chapter in Kankakee, who have seen us, given us guidance and equipment, and after our loss of all our beds, they supplied that for us. And many volunteers, financial support, we've been blessed by God, we've seen His hand at work, and so we thank Him for all that. And while you're here, I also thank this congregation and many others for partnering with the Gideons. We are celebrating the 2.5 billionth scripture distributed recently. So that ministry is still at work. So we thank God for that. I'm done. Kathy's got a whole lot, though.
I'm thankful for our country and the freedom that we still have in the United States to worship our Lord and Savior and to speak up about our faith. Let us not forget the importance of that. And as we watch the news today and see some of the things that are going on, remember how important it is. And we pray that God continues to bless our nation and allow us those freedoms so we can worship Him and come together as that church family that we so much appreciate.
Ken, you want to take the mic?
Which way you want to go?
I don't
Sorry.
First and foremost, I want to thank my Savior that loves me even though I let Him down many times. I ask for forgiveness for that, and then He forgives me every time, and I thank Him for that. I do want to thank my church family. My family can't seem to find the way home, but you're here to support me every Sunday that I'm here. And I appreciate the fact that I get to greet many of you as I serve my months of being an usher. I appreciate the church for allowing me to do that. And so I thank my church family because they mean so much to me.
Everybody in this row? All right.
I'm thankful particularly to be sitting with all of my family this morning, and I'm thankful that we'll be gathering for a good meal this afternoon. I'm thankful that God has blessed us to be able to have a warm home and lots of food and laughter and just so much to be thankful in our lives. I'm also thankful for all the parents that bring their children to Sunday school. Those children give me more than I could ever give them. They show you how to open up your heart and just show joy and love without hesitation, and they remind you that that simple love that you share is precious. And I'm thankful for them.
Sure.
My children?
They've got it.
Oh, they've got lots to say.
Well, that was pretty. I'm very thankful for my family here and my church family and my family in Champaign. I'm very thankful for my opportunities that I've had through the church and through the community here, and especially blessed to grow up where I have. Especially seeing some of the lifestyles in Champaign, I feel even more blessed now to have such a good backing of Christian faith around me.
All right. I'll echo that I am thankful for my family, for my church family, for giving me the opportunities to be where I am today and grow into the person that I am now. Apparently we're allowed a verse, question mark? Okay. My verse that I pray on and have been praying on this year is 1 Corinthians 15:10. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace in me was not in vain. And I just am thankful to be who I am.
Well, I don't have too much to say other than that. I mean, I'm thankful for everything that they said, and I can't really ask for anything more. I mean, God gave us everything that we have, and for that I'm eternally thankful. And other than that, there's nothing else to say.
Thanks. Don?
Okay. I would just like to go on with saying thank you for this country, where we're all here and we all have enough to eat ourselves plus share with other people that don't.
Thank you. All right, we're moving on. Lynn? Brenda? The newlyweds?
I got it right.
All right.
I'm thankful for my new wife, her family, and how well our families blended together and just to be in good health.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just want to thank church family and thinking for my mom and giving her encouragement for being in the nursing home, and want to thank her for a successful surgery and not having any pain. So it's been wonderful. And I thank God for my family and just everyone.
You guys later. I won't forget you.
Okay. I'm thankful for everything. My family, ditto to everything that you ever said, ditto. But thank you for my health, even though I wonder sometimes, but thank you for allowing me to get around. Thanks. For my family, even though we lost mom, but thank you for the memories that we have with her, and my dad, and his birthday today. And we had a big birthday party, let me tell you. just thank you for everything. Thank you.
I'm going to go up front.
All right. Okay. Tyler? That's okay. You don't want to.
They had something on TV this morning with, we should be thankful for the four F's. One of them was family, and one was faithfulness, and another was fellowship, and I suppose especially on a day like today, food.
That's good. Those are good. Thanks. Okay, Bob.
Oh, are you ready? Okay. Well, for starters, I'm here for my health, so I'm thinking. Ten weeks ago, he probably could have been coming to my funeral. Thankful for my health. Main thing, thankful for all my doctors, all my caretakers. God's angels were with me. We're studying angels. I know now in Sunday school, I don't know what everybody thinks of angels, but God's had his angels here protecting me. Another thing, I want to thank all of your prayer warriors. It's, you know, I don't know how to put it in words, but to know that somebody is praying for you, what an awesome thing that you have. So thank you for all of that. After I got home from the hospital, what an amazing nurse I had. Thankful for her. Sometimes we didn't meet eye to eye, but it all got done, so we got all here fine. Like Troy talked about Bountiful Harvest, I know my bean eels were fantastic. My corn eels were just out of this world. I'll never see any kind of corn eels like that ever again. I just know that. So thankful. Another thing. God's works in mysterious ways. 10 months ago or 11 months ago or whenever we had our annual meeting, somehow or another, I got elected to be treasurer. Before that, we talked about that too. So I told the guys, well, I'm not going to do treasurer and be the chairman of the congregation. So what happened? Tracy got elected chairman. Can you imagine? If I would have been chairman instead of Tracy, I mean, just I thank so much that in all of this God's wisdom, that so much that Tracy has been the chairman of the congregation, what he has done for this church, it's just amazing. you don't realize what has to be done on a Sunday morning. You don't have to be what it takes to get to that point. And all the churches, especially Gifford, they've stepped up tremendously. I'm thankful for them. So I got many other things I can be thankful for, but that's just a few of the things. Thank you.
I'm thankful for all my family and that we can all be here together today. And I'm thankful for the beautiful weather that we've had lately. Seems like it's been very nice for this time of year. So just thank you for everything.
I know this is going to be good.
First and most of all, thank you, God, for all you provide. Very thankful today that my in-law family will be all together at my house and we will have a great time together. And this morning I ran across a person on TV, and she was a preacher, and she threw a new thought that I never even thought about being thankful for. And I thought I'll share it with you. It's going to be kind of a shock to your system, I think. But anyway, she said the Israelites even gave thanks to God for the holes in their body, the ones that receive food and air, and even the ones that allow waste to depart from our body. And I never even thought about thanking God for the way he made us. But it's an awesome thing. We are intricately and wonderfully made, so we just thank God for all that.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank God for our mother and our family, and for my personal family and children and grandchildren. and electricity.
I'd like to thank my amazing family that's very forgiving, and want to thank especially for my mom, who's in amazing health at a very good age.
I also am very thankful for my family, thankful that we're going to be able to all be together today and to share in your love and our love for one another. And I also thank you, Lord, for being able to serve on the call committee. It has been an eye-opener for me, and so amazing the way God has worked in it. It has, I feel like he's guiding us. We said we had to put it all in his hands because we didn't know where to start, and he has just been guiding us and leading us through the whole process. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are with us every day.
Thank you, God, for our togetherness, family togetherness. I appreciate this so much. Thank you, God.
I don't know if there's anything that hasn't been said, but I do thank God for his faithfulness, for the gift of Christ, who was so willing to die for us and assure our real home in heaven for us. I'm very thankful for everything that everyone has said, I think, pretty much. Very thankful that our two grandchildren are here this weekend with us. That's so important for us. And I also would say that our church has been very blessed with people who are willing to share their gifts in so many ways. And Tracy's one of those. We're thankful for Tracy. Wayne, you're certainly one of those. I can't just call out specific people, but we have so many wonderful people in this church, and the people who are serving on the committees. And so I'm thankful for our church home and all that are here.
Kids? Nope. Pass it on. Matthew?
Yeah. I'm thankful for God, for Jesus, what he did for us on the cross. My faith, my family, my church family, all my friends, and there I get to spend time with my family today for Thanksgiving. Remember what today is all about.
Well, I'm thankful for our Lord Jesus. I'm thankful for the call committee that we're on, as Carol alluded to, and the progress that we've made there. And we have made some progress. Very thankful for that. I'm thankful for family and all the friends that I had, that we have in here. And thankful for this little one right here. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family.
Don't eat it. Okay. It's okay. Keep talking.
My friends. Lovely snow. No power outages today. Spending time with friends at church. Love and care from Jesus.
I'm thankful for my family, my husband,
And I'm thankful that we have a new son-in-law and a new baby on the way. So that'll make me 6 grandbabies.
Don?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wouldn't be here, all of us, if it wasn't for him, all things. And naturally, my family. And another safe harvest, even though we're not quite done, but getting close. No accidents, no injuries. Very thankful for all of that. So, and this good weather we've had. And even though I'm not a farmer, but I help farmers, it must have been a good year and good yields, because I have not heard or talked to one farmer in this area that's complaining that the yields weren't there. So it's got to be pretty good. And thank God that we have the abundance of food in this good country. And I pray all the time that God will preserve our nation and our democracy, and heaven help us with these politicians and get them straightened out. That's it.
Well, number one, I'm thankful for a God who listens to me in prayer. I'm in prayer very frequently. And I'm thankful for my husband and my children and grandchildren. And this morning we had the opportunity to listen to a pastor, and he said we should always have an attitude of gratitude in all circumstances. Well, after we listened to him, we had a circumstance in our home. I was getting ready to come to church, and my husband was sitting in the kitchen, and all of a sudden he says, get a shoe right now, get a shoe. I says, what for? He says, just do that, get a shoe. So I went and got a shoe, went to the kitchen, and there sat a mouse in my house. So an attitude of gratitude for this mouse in all circumstances. Well, I was able to go up to the mouse and kill the mouse. So I praise God it was gone. And I'm praying that I have no more. So I'm thankful that I have a God who listens.
Well, so much for my pet mouse. Okay, what I'm thankful for. I'm especially thankful for my family, especially my wife, and she really never told me to say that, but for my friends and good home and for my God. I know I have a place in heaven for me, in the Lamb's Book of Life, waiting for me. I'm living in a place where people may not like the politics and everything else and who's running it, but I'm just very thankful that I live in America.
Thank you so much for participating in that. I think this could be tradition, right? Is that how you... I missed somebody? Corey in Virginia. What the heck is the matter with me? Thank you, Bob.
Well, as everyone else has alluded to, I am thankful for family, especially for Erin being there the morning that Bob collapsed. I'm not sure I would have made it without her. I'm thankful for Teresa Anderson's nursing skills, her experience, and her intuition. I'm thankful for how God has orchestrated everything so that we were in the right place at the right time for their correct diagnosis, and for emergency surgery for Bob. I'm thankful for God's healing power and mercy on my husband. And I'm thankful for the power of prayer and for those of you who prayed for him. Thank you.
So I am thankful for my family and my church family, and especially the four guys that I serve on council with, because I'm not sure I could have done it the first time without the four of them. So thank you.
You have to talk in it, though.
I'm thankful for God's creation. I look at these flowers, and they're just awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Is there anyone else that I missed? You know I could not do anything on my own without God and your guys' prayers, for sure. Because if you really know me, I am so weak in so many areas, and I thank you for the council and for all your prayers as the church. I think this can be a tradition, and again, you know, ideas come to me. It's because God's working through me and through you to me, and as I'm trying to think of services and what to do, and, you know, I'm get a little worked up on, you know, Advent's coming up and we're trying to stay ahead on the services, and Thanksgiving's coming up, and I'm like, what can we do? And then I talked to Pastor Scott and I've talked to Wayne, you know, so I really probably lean on Wayne and the guys on council as well. But when I talk to Pastor Scott, because I'll talk to him monthly as we set our schedules, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving. Do you guys have a Thanksgiving Day service? Think you can come here? Well, we have them. And then he said, what we do is we call it an open mic, and people share like you guys have just done. And I'm like, that is such a great idea. And I think we made it a half hour. I think this was better than, I'm not going to say better than any sermon. Now I'm recorded. But this was good. Thank you so much for participating in that. That was overwhelming. I thought, yeah, maybe a couple people were going to, are going to talk, and then everybody just pretty much said their thanks. And so, yes.
I have to say that I'm thankful for the live feed, because Nikki, with her heavy schedule, was able to watch on the live feed. So that's important.
Yeah, so we're speaking on the live stream. So now you can live stream us right from our website. And I think it's in the sermon spot, so it might be a little tricky to find that. And we're not on Facebook Live yet, so, so we switch one thing and then we don't have another. But we'll bring Facebook Live back as well as we figure out how to do that. I worked on it last night and no success. So, but anyway, we are live streaming, and I think that's good that we can live stream from our website, and people that don't, that can also find us on Facebook as well. All right, let's see where we're at here. Oh, we're going to sing Count Your Blessings. What a perfect song for this. 575, Count Your Blessings.
Bring you our discouraging news.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. And Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that were shared, and we thank you for the many blessings that you have given us back. We ask that you would bless the offerings today and the food as we gather that, and it goes to the local food pantries. God, it's so easy not to be thankful. We just go about our daily lives and forget where you fall into our lives, and you provide for us so many ways, Lord, and it's just so hard to keep track, and we just give them all back to you. We thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. We thank you especially for sending your son, Jesus Christ, on the cross and dying for us, our salvation. God, thank you for this congregation. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I forgot the prayer that God taught us. And if we would say that together, pray that together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our benediction is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and your soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's rise and sing "To God Be the Glory," number 509. Amen.